Hi, this is Seamus Petrie, your WPEA lobbyist, here to tell you what you need to know about how the legislature works and what's happening in Olympia. As public employees, WPEA members are directly affected by the decisions that they make in the legislature, which is why it's critical that they hear your voice. Now, the legislative process can be daunting. It moves fast, they use a lot of jargon, everyone has fancy job titles, and they make their decisions in marble-walled rooms. So I'm here to help demystify the legislative process, pull back the curtain, and give you the working knowledge you need to understand what's happening with our state laws and why. Because knowledge is power. So here's your crash course in the basics of the Washington State Legislature. The state legislature meets for a legislative session starting in January every year, the second Monday in January, to be specific. This upcoming year, they will be back in Olympia after 2 years of being mostly virtual because of COVID. In odd-numbered years, like this upcoming year, they meet for 105 days, wrapping up at the end of April. In even-numbered years, they meet for just 60 days, ending the second week in March. Side note, those 105 and 60-day numbers include weekends and holidays. They work a lot of Saturdays, and they're always working on Martin Luther King Jr. Day and on President's Day. The legislature meets for longer in odd-numbered years because that's when they pass the biennial budget, which includes our state employee contracts. Our state legislature, like U.S. Congress in the other Washington, has two chambers, a House of Representatives and a Senate. Washington State is divided into 49 legislative districts, each with two representatives and one senator. So, quick math, that means that there are 98 representatives and 49 senators. Right now, Democrats have majorities in both chambers, and they retained those majorities basically at the same level in the most recent election. While there are some differences between the way the House and Senate work, for example, House members serve 2-year terms and senators serve 4-year terms, the two chambers are mostly structured and operate in the same way. Both chambers break out their work into committees that cover certain topic areas, labor, higher education, agriculture and natural resources, human services, etc. Bills are referred to committees based on their topic. So a bill to raise the minimum wage would go to the labor committees, while a bill to increase the cap on state employee annual leave would go to the state government committees. There are some committees, called fiscal committees, that are responsible not just for policy, but for drafting and passing budgets. For most of our members, the most important committees in this regard would be the ones that handle the operating budget. That's the Appropriations Committee in the House and the Ways and Means Committee in the Senate. And we'll get into how budgets work in a later episode. The main work of the legislature is in passing bills, including the budgets. They also engage in oversight of state agencies, and the Senate has the responsibility of voting to approve people who the governor appoints to various positions, but mainly the legislature's job is to pass bills. Bills start as ideas, and anyone can come up with an idea for a bill. Legislators, citizens, businesses, state agencies, cities, and, yes, union members. Bills aren't the only way that ideas become laws. Citizens can also introduce initiatives that can be sent to the legislature or to the voters to decide if it should actually be enacted, but we'll get into that in a different episode. Once a senator or representative decides to sponsor a bill, then they and their legislative staff will work to draft the bill, that is, write it up formally, and to introduce it. Now, just like you may have learned in Schoolhouse Rock, bills go to committee to be debated, amended, and passed. Then they go to the floor of the House or the Senate to be debated, amended, and passed again. If they make it that far, then they go to the other chamber, and the process starts all over. Committee, floor, etc. Once a bill has passed both the House and the Senate, it can go to the governor, who can sign it into law, veto it, or veto just certain sections of it. Most bills don't get very far. In every 2-year biennium, legislators will introduce somewhere between 3,000 and 4,000 bills. Only about 20% of those, or 600 to 800 bills, will ever actually reach the governor's desk. Bills address all sorts of topics. Some are long. The operating budget, for example, is several hundred pages. And some are just a page or two. Some cover extremely serious issues like mental health, workplace safety, housing, crime, or the environment. Some are, well, sillier. In 2022, for example, the legislature passed a bill to name pickleball as the official sport of Washington State. And all through this process, people, meaning you, people, have a chance to share their opinion about the legislation. You can call or email your lawmakers, meet them in person, testify when the bill is heard in committee, speak out on social media or by writing letters to the editor of your local paper, or even take part in a protest. Many groups have lobbyists whose job it is to track legislation and share their views with lawmakers. That's me. I'm your lobbyist. Hi. Let me tell you, lawmakers would always prefer to hear from real people rather than us professional lobbyists. So go out and get involved. Legislators want to hear from you. The easiest thing you can do is to call them at the legislative hotline, which is 1-800-562-6000. Again, 1-800-562-6000. You don't even need to know who your legislators are or what district you live in. The staff at the other end of the line will make sure that your message gets to the right place. Also, the legislature has a ton of resources that let you follow the action from your home computer. We'll do a longer episode exploring these tools and how to use them, but for now, check out the legislature's website at www.leg.wa.gov. From there, you can see what district you live in, you can see who your legislators are, learn more about the process, track bills, read the budgets, etc., etc. And again, you can always call your lawmakers at 1-800-562-6000. So that's it for this first edition of WPEA's Legislative Report. Thanks for listening. We plan on doing more of these. In the weeks leading up to session, we'll have an episode about how the budget works, we'll tell you the true story of how a bill becomes a law, and we'll give you a preview of the upcoming legislative session. Then, during session, we'll put regular legislative bulletins on this same feed. If there are questions you have, things you want to learn more about, or if you have any feedback, shoot me an email at seamus@wpea.org. That's seamus@wpea.org. Remember that you are this union, and this union is you. Thanks. Talk to you soon.